This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone. I'm not sure where else to turn, but I know I need to share this. And maybe, just maybe, someone out here can help me understand or figure out what to do next. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I swear every word I'm about to write of this is true. It all started last night. Around midnight. I was doing the usual internet deep dive. You know how it is when insomnia hits and suddenly you're a detective on a mission to uncover the most obscure corners of the web. I would often load up Google or another search engine if I was feeling dangerous, and just browse random phrases and things that pop into my head, trying to go deep into the search results to find obscure sites that would give me a laugh, or at least give me some little pieces of entertainment. And that's when I stumbled across it. A website that seemed innocuously simple at first glance. A stark, plain black background with a single white button in the center, labeled Soul Search. My curiosity, as it tends to do, got the better of me. I clicked. Without even thinking about it. What followed was a moment that felt like an eternity, a loading icon spinning before my eyes. It probably stayed on that spinning logo for 5 minutes, and I just sat there, staring. It occurred to me more than once that the website was frozen. Just as I was about to click off, the screen suddenly flashed bright white. And then went back to black again. And then, images began to appear, taking up the full window of the browser. Not just any images, mind you, but to be specific, photos from my life. It started with what were apparently recent ones. Me at work, at the grocery store, even the doctor's office. All looking like they were snapped covertly from around a corner. I noticed as I looked at the images that I was holding my breath. The creepiness of this made my skin crawl. Who would do this? But it didn't stop there. The images regressed even further into my past. To my high school days, my childhood. I saw myself walking the halls at school, exploring the woods behind my house, and eventually celebrating my youngest birthdays in some of the most personal and intimate moments of my life that I knew were not documented. Each photo seemed to be impossible. Not one of them had I ever seen. But how? How did this website have all these? I never uploaded them anywhere. They didn't even exist. Panic was setting in, and a cold sweat drenched my back. Then, as abruptly as it had begun, The page suddenly refreshed. When it loaded back up, I found it to display an error message that sent a wave of chills down my spine. 404, soul not found. I paused for a moment, reading the phrase over and over again. My heart was still beating a mile a minute, and I thought there was a chance that something else would pop on the screen eventually. But as the minutes passed, nothing moved a millimeter. Eventually, I tried refreshing the page, but that was when I discovered my computer was unresponsive. I tried clicking over and over again, and eventually decided to hard power the thing off. Oh boy, I thought. I guess my laissez-faire internet browsing had led me straight into a virus. I hoped to be able to run a virus scan after rebooting, but to my extreme annoyance and horror, it wouldn't even turn back on. A single website had turned the computer I rely on for both entertainment and helping out on work projects a useless brick on my desk. A sinking feeling in my gut told me this was no ordinary virus. This felt different than anything I'd ever encountered. Suddenly, a loud noise boomed outside my window. It almost sounded like someone ramming their car into a trash can or something. I peeked through the blinds just to the right of my desk, and my heart nearly stopped. A black car, parked as if watching my house, was suddenly speeding off down the road, into the night. Based on where it was when I saw it, it could have been parked right outside my driveway. It felt either like the coincidence of the century, or this was somehow directly related to the website that had just bricked my computer. But how? Believe it or not, as I was laying in the bath trying to calm myself down that night, I tried to convince myself that all of this was nothing, even though every molecule of my being was telling me otherwise. So, the next morning, I went to work, still rattled but hoping the daylight and normalcy of my job would calm my nerves. Surprise, surprise, it didn't. Instead, I found myself in a nightmare of an absolutely bizarre reality. Apparently, and I know this is going to be hard to believe, but no one could see me. I walked into the office and greeted the usual co-workers, but none of them even turned their head to look at me. Weird, I thought, but whatever. However, I needed to talk to the manager about something, and when he wasn't acknowledging me either, despite me talking directly into his ear, I began to freak out a little. I began to yell out, waved my hands, even went so far as to tap him on the shoulder. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It was as if I was a ghost, unseen and unheard by anyone. My presence seemed to have no effect on the world around me. Eventually, I just froze, completely shocked and unsure what to do about this at all. Then a thought entered my mind. Maybe if I picked something up, they would see it? Like if I picked up a pencil, maybe they'd just see a floating pencil? So I grabbed the coffee mug off my desk and held it right in front of my boss's face, like an inch from his face. No reaction. No response of any kind. I was dumbfounded. I guess anything I was touching disappeared as well. I've heard of being ignored, but this was 100% literal invisibility. I just couldn't believe it. My mind raced with the implications. And then my mind went back to that website. Had that soul search or whatever done something to me? Was this the meaning of the result? Soul not found? It spit out at me. In a panic, I ran out of the building, unnoticed as ever, and ran to the bus station to get home. It was standing there, waiting, that I now realized why the bus driver didn't seem to care about my ticket earlier. But before the bus arrived, a thought struck me. If I was unseen, could I perhaps benefit from this curse? Would I be able to just grab whatever the heck I wanted and walk out without any trouble? Driven by a mix of despair and curiosity, I walked into a local store nearby. I was very nervous and not sure what to test this theory out on. I walked through the grocery aisles and then looked at the clothing. But then I noticed a stack of laptops behind the counter in the electronics section. Oh boy, here's my time to shine, I thought. I forced myself to walk over there and put one under my arm. I started walking through the store towards the exit, constantly looking over my shoulders. No one seemed to notice or care. When I made it through the doors, no alarms, no attempt at stopping me. Nothing. I walked out as invisible as I had walked in. I just couldn't believe it. I walked around the plaza for a while holding this laptop, considering going back to the bus station, but that was when I noticed a pretty nice looking street bicycle with a nice wicker basket affixed to the front that just so happened to be the exact dimensions to fit my brand spanking new laptop. I admit, I couldn't resist. So, here I am. I just got home about half an hour ago. I was gonna make myself something to eat, but then I realized I didn't really feel hungry. Like, at all. So, I went back to my living room and tore open my new package. And that's when I began typing this tale on this, technically, stolen laptop. Because, quite frankly, what else can I do? I am lost, adrift in a world that no longer acknowledges my very existence. If nothing changes soon, I don't think I can call this living. It's existing in a void. My emotions have run the gamut on this, from curiosity to confusion to utter terror. I apparently can't eat. I have no desire to sleep. And I definitely can't shake the feeling that something fundamental about me has changed. But when did it change? Was it overnight? Or when I saw that car speeding away last night? The more I think about it, the more I'm convinced that clicking that soul search button was the biggest mistake of my life. It's as if by doing so, I allowed the sight to strip away my vital essence, my very soul, leaving me a shell of a creature, invisible to those around me. I'm posting this here, in this form, because I don't know what else to do. Maybe one of you has heard of something like this before, or maybe, just maybe, someone knows how to fix this. Please, if you've ever come across a website like the one I described, tell me, for the love of God, tell me there's a way to reverse this. And to anyone who is reading this, heed my warning. If you ever find yourself on a site with a button labeled Soul Search, click away as fast as you can. Don't make the same mistake I did. I wouldn't wish this existence on anyone. Wait a second. Is anyone even going to be able to read this? Or like everything else I touch, is this just going to disappear into the void of my personal little hell? Oh God. Please tell me someone can hear me. Okay, thank you for listening to tonight's episode of Clancy Pasta. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, give the episode a like, subscribe for more, and comment down below with what you think. If you're listening on a podcast service, you can always go to youtube.com/ClancyPasta to see episodes first, and also see the nice, pretty visuals. Just kidding, they're not anything to write home about. But huge thanks to all of my Patreon supporters and YouTube members. I'm going to be updating the Patreon scroll either this weekend or early next week, so I just wanted to mention that so nobody worries I forgot. And also some more Patreon exclusive episodes are going to be uploaded this week as well. Probably more like in a batch, so there's not going to be just one, but there's going to be a few. So I'm looking forward to that. All right. With all that out of the way, I hope you've been enjoying the regular uploads lately. I really appreciate all of your support, and I will see you all next time. Have a great night, everyone. Cheers. Thank you.